For over 50 years, people have relied on Village Green Apothecary to give them individualized nutrition, pharmacy, and healthy living products. Village Green provides you with the kind of personalized help and attention that mass market pharmacies have long ago forgotten. You can depend on us for knowledge, experience, product selection, customer service, and a smile. Visit Village Green in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane or call us at 301-530-0800 or go to our website at myvillagegreen.com. We're here to help you.
Welcome, listeners, to the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary, located at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda, Maryland. Now, I'm Dana Lake, and I'm your host for the hour, trying to bring you a wide variety of really good information all about you and your health. And this is a reminder that Village Green is always your resource for questions about your health via the website and the store on Cedar Lane. And you can listen to this podcast today and any previous ones by going to iTunes Podcast, Essentials of Healthy Living. That's iTunes Podcast, Essentials of Healthy Living. Now, this is another reminder. We are here every Sunday morning at 10 a.m. And tune in next Sunday, and we'll talk more about healthy living. Now, today, we're honored to have our guest, Dr. Ted Koren of Koren Wellness. And our subject is cancer is natural, so is the cure. And Dr. Koren is the most widely read doctor of chiropractic today, writing for Koren publications. Over 100 million of his patient education brochures are in distribution. And Dr. Koren contributes to chiropractic and biomedical publications and has made original contributions to chiropractic science and research, art, and philosophy. Welcome to the show, Dr. Koren.
Oh, thank you. What a great introduction. Thanks so much.
Well, we've got a lot to talk.
Don't we?
Talk
yeah,
about
now
this
it's. Okay. I'm from Brooklyn, New York originally. I survived Tilden High School. I went to Brooklyn College, then to University of Miami, and then to Sherman College of Chiropractic. And moved to Pennsylvania in a very bizarre life. You look back and you say, oh, my Lord. At the time, I was so lost and didn't know this or that. And then you look back and you say, oh, wow, there seems to have been a method behind all this madness, how life moves you around in different directions. So I came to Pennsylvania. I actually co-founded a chiropractic college, taught there for a couple of years, and started a publishing company. And while I was the publishing company talking about natural healing, chiropractic, healthcare, all kinds of different subjects, became very popular. And then the federal government went after me, the Federal Trade Commission, saying that I shouldn't be saying these things to the public. And I said, well, what are you talking about? I thought we had freedom of speech. And they said, well, your stuff is considered advertising because it's pamphlets for patients. So it's not covered by the constitutional freedoms. This is just something they make up. You might discover that bureaucrats and politicians tend to make things up at times. And they sort of twisted the meaning of the Constitution. But anyway, it started a 6.5-year legal battle in which they tried to not only outlaw my patients' education materials, but the entire profession, inability to communicate, no ads, no lectures. And we had asked them, why'd you go after Koren, my attorney, there's all the other people writing patient literature. There's other people writing about this kind of stuff. And they said, well, we went after Koren because he had the best quality materials, which I thought, it's a hell of a way to give somebody a compliment. But really, but they said, well, if we go after Koren, then everybody else is a piece of cake because he's the best written, the most convincing, the most scientifically referenced. And that, like I said, a 6.5-year legal battle, which we won. The case was the Federal Trade Commission just withdrew all their charges. And there's always a blessing in disguise. And we met a wonderful legal team that fights for healthcare freedom. You should have them on the show, your show sometime, that I'm still working with for looking for issues, not looking, we don't have to look too far, searching for causes to fight, in a sense, vaccination freedom, cancer, energy healing, all the kinds of great things that work so well and yet are not understood and also often attacked by the traditional orthodox medical model. So you might say that we are just, you people say, well, you're on the edge, you're doing all this new thing. And yet if you look closely, a lot of the stuff we're talking about is ancient healing, which just got out of favor. Now we're trying to bring it back. But in that whole process, after we beat the federal government, life had a little bit more in store for me, and I was in a bad accident, and I became disabled. I couldn't use my hands. I couldn't walk more than a few feet at a time, and I actually gave up my license to practice. I was in constant pain night and day. And we went to dozens and dozens of healers, doctors from all over, traveled all over the country, cost a small fortune. Nothing gave lasting relief. And finally, I took matters into my own hands, literally, and I found a way to work on myself. And after 10 years of arm, shoulder, hand, leg pain, neck pain, wrist, elbow pain, head pain, what have you, it was gone in 5 days. I figured out a way to work on myself. But I also discovered what so many doctors miss. So my goal was to, now I teach what's known as Corin Specific Technique, KST. And it's designed to locate that which other doctors miss. Initially, most of my patients were doctors that nobody else could help. Like me, they had been to loads and loads and loads of different practitioners, were still suffering all kinds of health problems, all kinds. And the results were so powerful for all age groups. With all kinds of health problems, people started asking me, when am I teaching? When am I teaching this? And started to teach. I figured we'd only do a couple of small seminars locally. And that didn't last too long. Now we've been in many countries throughout Europe and Australia, Taiwan, Israel. And it's been a pretty interesting journey. I've taught about 4,000 doctors and healthcare professionals, plus a few lay people, because people can work on themselves with KST. And as a result, they can take care of themselves and their family members. There's no law against working on yourself. Not yet, at least.
I love it.
And in the process, thank you, and in the process of learning all this, I had a couple of more lessons to learn. One is our son was diagnosed with brain tumors. And we thought, oh, my God, what now? And they said, well, he won't have a long time to live unless you start radiation therapy. And maybe chemo. And we said, oh, my God, no, we have to wait. We can't jump into this. Chemo, causes cancer and kills people. Radiation therapy is... can cause permanent brain damage and brain cancer. So I started researching and studying and using my technique from Corin Specific Technique, KST. It's a way of asking the body what it needs. Of course, the MDs were not very, the oncologists were not very sympathetic to somebody saying no to them, or at least to saying to them, you're not our first resort, you're our last resort. And as a result, they called the police on us to have our son taken away forcibly and forced to be irradiated and given medical treatments. So in the closet, I had a travel bag full of underwear and cash that if necessary, any other way of preventing him had failed, we would just go underground, use burner phones, just get out of there. Him being 17 at the time, I knew by his 18th birthday they had no power over him. He could then make his own decisions. Fortunately, it didn't come to that. The Child Protective Services backed away. And within about, and I continued doing the natural things that we discovered. And within about 6 or so months, his tumors had shrunk 80%. And within a year, they couldn't find any tumors at all in his brain. And I thought, my God, what is this that we discovered? Did we now discover a way of preventing and releasing, healing cancer? So that's what led to my newest book, Cancer is Natural, So is the Cure. And it really, it's based on philosophy. All healing is based on philosophy. Many people don't know that. Many doctors don't know that. But what they're doing is based on philosophical principles. You know, most everybody deals with philosophy. Look at the politicians today. Many of them are not aware that they are basing their activities and their beliefs and their laws on philosophical concepts. But that's very true in medicine. In medicine, it's philosophy. And there's two approaches, philosophical approaches. One is called vitalism, the other is mechanism. Natural healers, such as myself, homeopaths, naturopaths, ancient healers, Ayurvedic medicine, Chinese medicine, largely is what you'd call vitalistic. Learning from the body, learning from what works. The mechanistic model is also called the rationalist model, meaning this sounds like a good idea, let's do it. It's based on theory. Whereas the vitalistic, also known as the empirical model, is based on what really works. So that's why they say vitalistic or empirical therapies, healing arts, are based on discovery. We discovered this to work. Whereas the medical model is based upon theory. Let's try this out. Let's try that out.
Well, let's carry this conversation forward in the next segment. This is very interesting, and I'd love for you to go into more detail. I think our listeners would appreciate it. So if you've just tuned in, folks, you're with the Essentials of Healthy Living. I'm Dana Lake, your host for the hour, and we will be right back after this brief break with really interesting information from Dr. Ted Koren of KorenWellness.com.
Some things are hard to stomach, and life doesn't stop for occasional immune challenges or intestinal distress. Probalarti from Metagenics offers a new, targeted probiotic approach for intestinal support. Help maintain control while traveling or as a follow-up to antibiotic therapy to support intestinal flora for healthy intestinal function. Probalarti provides ID-certified probiotic strains suggested by research to enhance certain aspects of immune function in addition to promoting a healthy balance of intestinal microflora. Probalarti is the go-to probiotic for patients on the go. Get it today. Available through your healthcare professional and Village Green apothecary.
Start the new school year off right with Pure Encapsulation's new Pure Nutrients Gummy. The new Pure Nutrients Gummy is a comprehensive multivitamin mineral complex enhanced with organic berries and fruits in a great-tasting fruit-flavored gummy that's suitable for the whole family. With higher levels of vitamins and minerals than other leading professional brands, the Pure Nutrients Gummy offers daily wellness support in a fun, berry-shaped gummy multivitamin. The Pure Nutrients Gummy can be found at Village Green Apothecary and online at MyVillageGreen.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
All over the world, people are beginning to discover fish oil is one of the best secrets for unlocking great health. Thousands of studies have shown the amazing effects of these powerful omega-3s for heart health. Plus, fish oils have even been shown to balance moods and lessen anxiety. With exceptional taste, unrivaled freshness, and unsurpassed purity, Nordic Naturals is the easy way to get your omega-3s every day. To learn more, visit Village Green Apothecary or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, committed to the planet, committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
Have you ever wondered why the cold and flu season occurs in the fall and winter months? One theory is because of a decrease in sun exposure, our bodies don't make enough vitamin D, which is essential to proper immune function. That's why medical experts recommend supplementing with vitamin D. Thorn Research's vitamin D products are made from pure vitamin D, with no preservatives or unnecessary ingredients added. Support your immune system with Thorn's vitamin D1000 and D5000. These and other immune-supporting formulas are always available at Village Green.
Did you know at Village Green Apothecary we offer everyday savings on top quality nutritional supplements, including herbs and homeopathic remedies, plus personal care products and more? That's right. In addition to our big sales events, you can save up to 20% on most everything you need for a healthier lifestyle today and every day. At Village Green, we care about our customers. We've been providing the best nutrition and healthy living products for over 50 years. Stop by Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane or visit our website at myvillagegreen.com.
Welcome back, listeners, to the segment of the Healthy Living on 1500 AM. The show is brought to you by Village Green Apothecary at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda, Maryland. I'm Dana Lake, your host for the hour, and we are having a very interesting discussion with our guest, Dr. Ted Koren of KorenWellness.com. And our subject is Cancer is Natural, So is the Cure, and that's the name of his current book. Dr. Koren is the most widely read doctor of chiropractic today, and he writes for the Koren publications. Over 100 million of his patient education brochures are in distribution, and he contributes to chiropractic and biomedical publications. I want to continue our conversation, Dr. Koren, and talk to us about the philosophy behind the treatment, because that's important, and also about your current book.
Okay. The idea of what I developed, Koren specific technique, or KST, is really three parts. The first part is asking a question to the body, and you can do it physically by pushing and pulling body parts, you could say, verbally or mentally. And this is the second part is getting a yes or no to the question. And we use what I call the occipital drop, where the skull appears to drop on one side, but other people might know it, this type of asking as muscle testing, or the short leg reflex, or the Uhura O-ring test, or dowsing, or pendulums. This is a dowsing. This is a form of dowsing which is thousands of years old. And it's very accurate and reproducible and amazing how it works. And had you mentioned this to me when I was in school, I would have told you, that's a lot of garbage. What is this craziness, new age silliness? And just dismissed it, which I probably did many times. But when I discovered that it got me out of pain after 10 years of suffering, when 40 to 50 doctors could not, and these doctors from every healing art you can think of, I realized I found something. And what I really found was a rediscovery of asking the body questions and getting information. So you ask the body, you challenge the body, or you ask. And the challenge, as I said, can be physical, mental, or verbal. You check to see if you get a yes or a no. And you could use muscle testing, you could use what I do, the occipital drop, short leg. There are hundreds of ways of getting yeses and nos. People use pendulums and dowsing. It's perfectly okay. So it's challenge, you check yes or no, and then you correct or you address the problem. So I call it the three C's, challenge, check, and correct. And based on your knowledge, based on your background in healing, you'll probably ask specific questions based on what you want to know. A nutritionist will ask probably different questions than a homeopath, who will ask different questions than a chiropractor or a naturopath or a medical doctor or an osteopath. In fact, it's rather interesting that in 1946, Mr. Herman Pesach wrote to Albert Einstein, who was in Princeton, and he wrote to him, said, my father was in Frankfurt, and he was a medical practice as a medical doctor, and he used pendulums to diagnose patients and to find out the right kind of treatments. And he wrote, you know, I'm writing to you, Dr. Einstein, because you're the most famous scientist in the world, and is there anything to it? Could you sort of give me an idea of, you know, if there's any validity, because I have all my father's papers, which I can send you, discussing this. Well, Einstein wrote back to him, and the letter was actually published many times, saying, I'm quite aware of dowsing and pendulums. In fact, although some people might say it's superstitious, I'm convinced that it's real, and it's a way of tuning into the subtle nervous system responses. It really goes back to the practitioner's subtle nervous system changes. In fact, Einstein himself is reported to have used dowsing at times in his life. This is ancient, like I said. The dowsing rod has been around a long time. I do wonder if in Hebrew, in the 23rd Psalm, when they say, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me, if they're referring to dowsing rod. I've heard people say that they were. But this is very, very ancient. It's a way of getting information, as physicists today call it, from the information field. So I used this unknowingly to get myself better after 10 years of suffering. My wife had migraines for 12 years. They disappeared within moments after I discovered what the cause was using this procedure. And then I started applying it to all kinds of patients with all kinds of health problems. And when cancer reared its ugly head or tumors, we started using it to discover what's causing it. And that is what led to my book, Cancer is Natural, So is the Cure. I do have plans to write a book on KST just for the general public. What is this stuff? Why is it working so well? And can anybody do it? The answer is yes. So I began to study this whole subject from a vitalistic perspective. Most healers don't really get into the philosophy to guide them. Some do. Some do, but many don't. But if you look at the philosophy, things make more sense. And then one of them is that regarding cancer, your body is constantly making and dissolving tumors and cancers, probably every day, constantly. And tumors come and go all the time. The body makes tumors, and we have oncogenes, genetic genes that make tumors. We also have tumor suppressor genes, genes that destroy tumors. So the body makes tumors to store and sequester toxic waste. And tumors are really a defense mechanism. It's how the body prevents us from being poisoned immediately. So as a result, when tumors develop, the body is, you're toxic. The tumors are a symptom of overall toxicity in the body. So the thing is that the tumor is not the enemy. The body doesn't create tumors to commit suicide. The body is not trying to commit suicide. The body is trying to keep you alive and healthy, creating tumors for that purpose. However, if the cause of the tumor, if the toxicity, if the irritation, if the damage that led to it is not addressed, the tumors won't go away. If you address it, the tumors do go away. And part of the work that we've done is locating the cause of the toxicity in a person and working with them for detoxification, using KST procedures to release deep, deep stress that other doctors miss, and combining that with other procedures. They say that health and disease are multifactorial. You get it from many sources. And my approach is the shotgun approach. As long as things work together and don't harm the patient, I'm in favor of them. Because a lot of times you'll find that one procedure may not work, but another one won't work, but together they'll work. In healthcare, it's called synergy. 1 + 1 can equal 100. We know that's true with toxicity. If you have a little bit of mercury, it may not bother you. A little bit of lead in your body may not bother you, but the combination can kill. So you want to... But we can use that concept for healing. We can say, well, different healing approaches, if they are harmonious, can work together to produce a much more powerful healing effect than by itself. So that's why in my book I mentioned various approaches that individually have worked to cure cancer. They've worked individually. So my thought is, why not add them all? Why not have the person use lots of them? And see which one might be the key, or it might be the combination. So that's what I call the shotgun approach. We don't really use shotguns. Well, that's a different procedure. So we began to use that and began to, really, it's asking the body questions. What's the best way to go? Which is the best nutritional advice? Which is the best herbal combination for detoxification and cleansing? How can we help the body support itself? Are there blockages in the cranial bones, the structure? With a background as a chiropractor, I got very much into body structure and found that the cranial bones, the spinal column, and the sternum, the front, the breastbone and all play a role, and they join together to make sure your life energies are flowing properly. And using this work, KST, I discovered that acupuncture points may need to be addressed. And most scientists don't know that you can block energies. Holistic dentists know this. You can have blocked energy systems, and meridians can be blocked by a dead tooth or a bad tooth.
Yeah.
In the same way, you can release energy blockages by just tapping with acupuncture, with cranial adjusting and structural work, and by looking for scars. In some people, scars block the flow of energy, worse than anything else. You can have a bad scar. So I began to, with a background in chiropractic, here I am looking at dental toxicity. Dentistry is one of the main causes of cancer and chronic illness, such as Alzheimer's, dementia. I'm bad dentistry, that is, and unfortunately most of the dentists are bad. You have to have a holistic biological dentist. If one of those dentists spoke this way, they'd threaten him with loss of licensure. But being a chiropractor, I don't care. I can say what I honestly can talk about, and I'm not worried about having my license pulled. You know, if an MD says that vaccines cause cancer, you can probably see him on the street the next day as kicked out of the hospital or losing all his funding. I can say it. Nobody bothers me. Somebody says that homeopathy is incredibly good. You can try it. Other doctors may look at them and say, what are you, some kind of a nut? But other doctors will say, exactly. We've been meaning to tell people this for decades. So what I've looked at are only those things that have worked. And many were wonderful MDs that had discovered incredible healing procedures. There's Kelly and Gonzalez and Reif's work and Gerson. I mean, the list is quite long. And they cured people of cancer.
I appreciate
their
you.
Their lives were destroyed. I'm sorry, what?
I appreciate you, these individuals, because we have I have interviewed some of them and some of the people they mentored. So it really ties in, and it's good to hear you bring up those names. And for those of you who have just tuned in with us, you're with the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary. Please stay with us, folks. We'll be right back after this brief break with more interesting information from Dr. Ted Corin of CorinWellness.com. And our subject is Cancer is Natural, So is the Cure, which is the name of his current book. So stay with us, folks. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Gail Isaacson, owner of Village Green Apothecary, where we've been specializing in meeting your unique healthcare needs for over 50 years. Our passion is helping you to get to your root cause of health conditions. At Village Green Apothecary, our expert team of pharmacists and clinical nutritionists offer guidance on diet, nutrients, and pharmaceuticals to empower you with personalized recommendations just for you. Plus, we offer lab testing and nutritional consultations to optimize your health plan. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda or online at myvillagegreen.com.
Quality can't always be seen. Honest labeling, trusted sourcing, unwavering standards. At Pure Encapsulations, we are committed to wellness without compromise, delivering high-quality hypoallergenic products for nearly three decades. Our products are free from gluten, trans fats, peanuts, GMOs, magnesium stearate, and artificial ingredients. Pure Encapsulations is the leading brand in the healthcare practitioner market, ranking highest in ingredients purity, quality testing, and trust. Pure Encapsulations products available at Village Green Apothecary and MyVillageGreen.com.
Do you have unique needs that a mass market pharmacy can't meet? Village Green Apothecary can help. Maybe your doctor prescribed a special compounded formula, or you have concerns about allergies or dietary supplements. Our expert team includes pharmacists, nutritionists, clinical herbalists, and naturopaths who can offer you advice on nutritional products and personalized healthy living plans. We also offer specialized lab and micronutrient testing to our customers. Visit Village Green in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane. Call us at 301-530-0800. Or go to our website at myvillagegreen.com.
Staying mentally sharp means nourishing the mind as well as the body. That's why there's new Cognisure from Metagenics. Research shows that the active natural ingredient in Cognisure supports multiple mechanisms necessary for maintaining healthy cognition and a healthy brain as it ages. Cognisure is also easy to take in delicious, chewable chocolate tablets. Have a clear and bright future by maintaining mental capacity with healthy habits and Cognisure. Remember Cognisure for healthy brain aging support. Available through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
The brain requires nutrition just like the rest of the body. And this is where Gero Formula's Neuro Optimizer comes to the rescue. Neuro Optimizer is a concentrated source of nutrients needed for memory, mood, concentration, and focus. Neuro Optimizer supplies the building blocks for neurotransmitters, the chemicals that allow cells in the brain to communicate and to file away memories. Neuro Optimizer is the nutritional answer to the brain's needs. To learn more about formulas, visit Gero.com. Gero Formulas, available at Village Green Apothecary.
Welcome back, listeners, to the third segment of the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM. We're brought to you by Village Green Apothecary at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda, Maryland. I'm Dana Lake, and I'm your host for the hour, trying to bring you a lot of good information all about you and your health. Now, today, our guest is Dr. Ted Koren of Koren Wellness, and our subject is cancer is natural, so is the cure. And Dr. Koren has been giving us a lot of good information on causes of cancer and approaches for curing cancer. So let's keep that conversation going. Dr. Koren, what else do you want to talk about that you integrate in your treatment of patients?
Good question. So if we say that cancer is natural, so is the cure, the title of my book, the reason why we naturally get cancer is because it's a way the body stores and sequesters toxins, waste. And we know that tumors are full of toxins because in the phenomenon known as tumor lysis, in which tumor breaks down too quickly, the person can go into a coma and die from the toxicity. Tumors are very, very toxic. However, the body is constantly making tumors and dissolving them. And most cases, most people have cancer and don't even know it, and it disappears. For example, clinically, 1% of all women who go to the MD, they're between the ages of 40 and 50, 1% will get diagnosed with breast cancer, 1%. However, on autopsy, they have found that in that age group, 40 to 50, 39% have breast cancer. 39 times more on autopsy than in real life in a doctor's office, telling you that there's a hell of a lot of breast cancer and other cancers really out there. Other studies show other cancers, and they go away. They mostly disappear. And we have to say, we have to realize that our body has a natural detoxification, anti-cancer, anti-tumor ability. Otherwise, we'd all have cancers and all be dead soon. But it's not the case. And so, and by the way, cancers grow generally, hard tumors grow very slowly. By the time it's even noticeable, the tumor could have been there 10 or 15 or 20 years by the time it's discovered. That means it's slow growing and most everyone has time to address the issue and to really get to the cure naturally. So some as with your background in nutrition, of course, you appreciate the fact that there are many ways of detoxifying using nutrition. And there's herbs, of course. We know that some things are, if you want to have a cancer diet, that is a diet that makes cancer, you could probably do not much worse than the standard American diet, SAD they call it, which is, you know, refined foods and bad vegetable oils and, toxins, sugars, pastries, all kinds of chemicals that are in our foods, the hormones that are in our foods. You don't want to do that. My book gets into the basic nutrition for getting rid of cancer. And one is, please, get rid of the garbage, the high fructose corn syrup, sugar, the cereals we have for breakfast that are extruded, made into weird shapes under high temperature and pressure from some GMO sludge. So I tell people Fruit Loops don't generally grow on trees. And you can't find, what is popular because they say it's a lot of fiber. I forget that breakfast cereal. Wheaties and stuff like that, shredded wheat. It's all sugar, really. And it's all bizarre artificial protein that is twisted up and carbs. So I tell people do not eat that stuff. And, of course, stay away from pasteurized, homogenized milk and milk products. In fact, there's a diet known as the ketogenic diet, which is a very high-fat diet, which means that your body is really burning its own fat. You're in ketosis. That's become very popular, especially for cancer, because we know that when you have a lot of fats and very little sugar, you starve the tumor. Tumors can only live on sugar. They can't live on fat. So if you have a mostly fat diet, the tumor might start starving to death. But also, tumors are a way of getting rid of excess glucose. Your body doesn't want sugar, doesn't want glucose. That's why you find that people that go, their cancer cells, they ferment. They don't breathe normally, and they need 30 or so times more glucose to give you the same amount of energy. And that's why, and that's one way that the body uses the tumors to get rid of sugar. So getting rid of sugar, having a lot of fats, making sure you don't use bad fats such as canola oil or corn oil, Wesson. These are artificial oils made under high temperature and pressure. You don't want to have Crisco, the hydrogenated oils, anything that looks like vegetarian butter, vegan butter, horrible stuff. You're really pumping hydrogen in high pressure and temperature to hydrogenate oils. This is unnatural. These create inflammation. Canola causes inflammation. So what are the good oils? Good oils are animal fats, egg yolk. You know, vitamin A is considered anti-cancer, and you find it in egg yolk and liver, organ meats. Organ meats are not popular today. You go to a restaurant, if you order boiled brains, they probably won't serve it to you because they won't have it on the menu. And we don't eat that way pretty much, but our ancestors always ate the whole animal, head to toe. And the joints and the ankles and, you know, the paws, whatever, they would throw into a soup and boil it like crazy and get the gelatin and the protein from that and the fats. Our ancestors knew how to eat. I like the Weston A. Price Foundation because they are dealing with the work of Dr. Weston A. Price, who went to traditional cultures all over the world and pretty much found no cancer, no heart disease, no diabetes, no mental illness. He found that these people, no cavities, no dental infections, broad mouths, so they didn't have to have the wisdom teeth taken out. And he said, what are you eating? And he had the food samples brought back to America to his laboratory to have them analyzed. And he found that their intake of vitamins A and D and all these other things, natural minerals, was much higher than in America. And one of the first signs of bad nutrition is needing braces or having wisdom teeth taken out. Because that means the mother did not eat a nutrient-dense diet, and the child did not eat a nutrient-dense diet, a diet they're supposed to eat. Heavy fat, with animals that are raised organically, pastured animals, fed natural foods. Somebody had told me that they had these eggs from a farm. It said vegetarian-fed chickens. Well, chickens like to eat bugs. Bugs are not vegetarian. And yet people think, oh, it's great, it's vegetarian fed chicken. No, it's not good. Go to a farm where the chickens eat bugs, where they eat grasses, and where they eat what they're supposed to eat. I remember once I went to an Amish farm, surprisingly, where they were selling chicken eggs, and I brought the eggs home, and they looked terrible. They were pale, yellow. And whereas the eggs I was used to from the other Amish farms were dark, golden, yellow, very beautiful, golden color. So I went to the first farm that I got the ugly eggs from and said, what do you feed your chickens? And she called us. I remember she called her daughter and said, go back and get the label off the chicken feed. Among the things in it was hydrolyzed feathers, believe it or not, and pork blood products, GMO, wheat and all, stuff that no chicken in his right mind would go into a health food store and you know, go into a restaurant and order. Well, chickens don't go to stores anyway, but they would. This is natural foods that they were not being given. So they're given all this horrible vegetarian chicken food, and the eggs look pale, and the chickens probably weren't very healthy, but I stopped going there. And I went back to the first people I went to, who the eggs were golden and beautiful. I said, what do your chickens eat? And I remember one Amish woman said to me, oh, they eat garbage and bugs. That's what they're supposed to eat. They got nutrition that way, naturally. And that's why people say grass-fed beef is the best, because grasses are what cows eat. When cows are given lots of grains and all, it throws their whole digestive system off, and the quality of their meat is bad. And then people say, well, you know, we have global warming because of all these cow farts. But cows that are fed grasses don't fart. Well, people have said that. Well, if cats are farting all the time, why are they? They're not supposed to do that because you're feeding them grains and things that, you know, corn, and they're not soy, God forbid, and they're not supposed to eat that stuff. So to have a healthy diet, why don't you look at cultures that have never had cancer? And they ate high-fat foods, a lot of fat. The ketogenic diet is one example of that. We know that it's very healthy because when babies are breastfed, they are in a mild state of ketosis. They are fat burning. This is actually a natural state for humanity. So I talk about that, write about that in the book, getting a ketogenic diet, looking at that, getting rid of a lot of the garbage that we eat now, and going through cleansings. Coffee enemas were popularized by Max Gerson to cure people with terminal cancer, and they worked. And I said, my philosophy is whatever works. Not, I don't want theoretical. This stuff has to be shown to work. Let's do it. We know that chemotherapy has not been proven to work. In one 15-year study, they looked at every chemo report ever done, and the success rate from chemo, the survival rate, 5 years, was zero or close to zero. That's not too good. And we know that when oncologists have been asked, would you do chemo if you had cancer? Over 80% say no. Actually, in one study in England, 88% they would not take chemo. I'm sorry.
That is interesting. And we're going to carry this conversation forward to the final segment. You have a lot of interesting information for us, and I love it because I always learn something new. And we have a lot of similar background and similar philosophies on nutrition and diet. So, listeners, if you've just tuned in, you're with the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary. Stay with us, folks. We'll be right back after this brief break with more interesting information from Dr. Ted Koren.
Have you ever wondered why the cold and flu season occurs in the fall and winter months? One theory is because of a decrease in sun exposure, our bodies don't make enough vitamin D, which is essential to proper immune function. That's why medical experts recommend supplementing with vitamin D. Thorne Research's vitamin D products are made from pure vitamin D, with no preservatives or unnecessary ingredients added. Support your immune system with Thorne's vitamin D1000 and D5000. These and other immune-supporting formulas are always available at Village Green.
Are you under a lot of stress these days? Pressure from your job, personal life, politics? It can all take a serious toll on your health. But we can help. Village Green Apothecary can help you achieve a healthier lifestyle with our wide range of nutritional supplements, health-related books, and more. We've been providing customized nutrition and healthy living resources for over 50 years, and we'll take the time to advise you about your unique needs. Stop by Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane or visit our website at myvillagegreen.com.
All over the world, people are beginning to discover fish oil is one of the best secrets for unlocking great health. Thousands of studies have shown the amazing effects of these powerful omega-3s for heart health. Plus, fish oils have even been shown to balance moods and lessen anxiety. With exceptional taste, unrivaled freshness, and unsurpassed purity, Nordic Naturals is the easy way to get your omega-3s every day. To learn more, visit Village Green Apothecary or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, committed to the planet, committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
Did you get enough lutein today to support eye health? Most Americans consume only 2 milligrams per day, yet populations with good eye health often consume 6 to 20 milligrams to protect the macula of the eye against oxidative stress and aging. Vision Optimizer from Gero Formulas supplies lutein, zeaxanthin, and 13 other vitamins, phytonutrients, and herbs that support eye health and function, reduce eye fatigue, and promote eye comfort. For more information, visit Gero.com. Gero Formulas, available at Village Green Apothecary.
I'm Mark Isaacson, owner of Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda, the most unique pharmacy in the country. You are unique, and at Village Green, we treat you this way. At Village Green, our passion is personalization and getting the root cause of health conditions. Guidance on foods, nutrients, and pharmaceuticals to empower you with personalized recommendations just for you. For over 50 years, customers have depended on advice from our expert team of pharmacists and clinical nutritionists. Visit Village Green in Bethesda or online at myvillagegreen.com.
Welcome back, listeners, to today's final segment of The Essentials of Healthy Living here on 1500 AM, and we're brought to you by Village Green Apothecary at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda. I want to remind you they have a sale going on, so please take advantage of the sale for supplements. Now, I also want to remind you to listen to The Essentials of Healthy Living through iTunes Podcast, Essentials of Healthy Living. Now, we're here every Sunday morning at 10 a.m., and today we have been talking with a most interesting guest, Dr. Ted Koren of Koren Wellness, and our subject is Cancer is Natural, So is the Cure, and Dr. Koren has taken us down a path of understanding causes of cancer and ways of treating that are natural. So, Dr. Koren, what else do you want to share with our listeners?
Cancer is a disease of toxicity, and of course, now there's more cancer than ever because there's more toxins than ever, and that includes the things that we drink, vaccines, diet, breathing. But, you know, they found out in the 1920s that there was a lot of cancer compared to any other area if you lived near a toxic waste dump, or if you lived near a factory, or you lived downwind from where they were doing a lot of agricultural spraying, or downstream from a toxic, you know, pulp mill. There was the fact that cancer and toxins go together has been known well over 100 years. Actually, a few hundred years, it's been known that cancer is caused by toxins, irritations, which could result in lack of oxygen, screws up your mitochondria. Your mitochondria don't work well. And then you have Otto Warburg and his understanding that cancer is a disease of respiration. Your cells are not breathing right. So what do you do to reverse it? Well, in my work, KFT, Koren-specific technique, which got me out of a lot of pain, as I mentioned, and other people, thousands of doctors are using it now. If anybody wants to know about it, you can go to KorenSpecificTechnique.com. There's information. But on my website, KorenWellness.com, we have the book, my book on cancer, and we have found out that the number one thing of whether or not a person survives cancer or not is supportive families. Nick Gonzalez, the medical doctor in New York who used the Kelly method, wrote about this and spoke about it. He says, you know, if I find the person doesn't have a supportive family, it's a losing battle. Because they'll say, it's so much easier to go to the MD, lay down and be operated on or have chemo injected into you. And that is, to me, passive. I've heard of people say, well, they're so brave. They're doing chemo and radiation. I think, brave? They're just laying there and letting so-called experts pump them full of poisons. That's not brave. Bravery is standing up and looking at alternatives and saying, what else is there that really works? Because we right now know that more people die from chemo than from chemotherapy than from cancer in this country. Chemotherapy is one of the main causes of death from cancer. And a recent study came out actually showing that people on chemo, the death rate skyrocketed compared to people not being given chemo if they have cancer. People say, are you against everything medical? No, I'm not against anything, as long as it can be proven to work. And all I care about is what works. So we find that classical homeopathy is great. We've done KST, corn-specific technique to release blockages. It works well. We find that detoxification of a variety of Rene Case's SCECT, which I found a great source for, has been known by the American Indians to cure all kinds of cancers for detoxification and cleansing. Far infrared saunas. Sunlight has been inversely proportional to 14 tumors. Eating properly, staying away from refined foods, from canola oil, from Crisco and hydrogenated oils, and partially hydrogenated. These are artificial foods. Eating the way your great-grandparents ate, eating organ meats, things like this. When you go back to natural healing, you discover that they've dealt with this before and were successful. The only reason why we have so much cancer is because we're not detoxing like we used to. You know, the ancient Greeks and Romans and Scandinavians and American Indians and Japanese, I mean, every culture had detoxification. They'd go to saunas. They'd go to hot springs. They'd do the sweat lodges. I mean, this was part of their culture. And we stopped doing that. Now, how toxic were the ancient Greeks? I have it on the best authority. They did not vaccinate very much. Very few ancient Greek philosophers used their cell phones a lot. You know, very few of them drove in, used leaded gasoline. I mean, this would be a pretty non-toxic environment. And yet, they saw the need for detoxification. How much more do we today in America and the West need to know about detoxification? And what I did is I just said, what are all the different things that work? Let's do it all. Couldn't hurt. And in fact, the synergistic effect can be very powerful. There are books on thousands of people being cured. It's called spontaneous remission. Didn't do the medical route, didn't do nothing. Many of them did nothing at all. Some of them had an emotional catharsis. That alone can be powerful. That is why I recommend, in addition to physical procedures, emotional procedures to release deep, deep stresses and deep, deep blockages. The vitalist really, as opposed to the mechanist, the vitalist's job is to locate where are your blockages, physical, emotional, toxic, and release them so that your life energy can flow and you can be fully alive. And your energy can then go toward healing and strengthening you. And using a lot of procedures, having a good coach can be immeasurably important. Especially since as people get better, sometimes they detoxify strongly, and they have a detox reaction. They might feel like they're getting sick, but in fact, they're getting healthy. In fact, the symptoms that we don't like, the runny noses and the fevers and the rashes and diarrhea and vomiting, what have you, the symptoms we don't like actually are curative. We call them diseases, but these symptoms are the cure of diseases. Studies have shown that the more colds and fevers a person has, the less cancer they have later in life. When we try to prevent children from getting naturally sick, we are actually causing serious problems because the kids are not permitted to detoxify naturally. So these are some of the things that I talk about. I know hit upon a lot of different bases here, and every one can be a whole new subject. But it, as like anything else in life, I learned about this from family stresses and family emergencies. And how do we get people better? We do it by what we learn. We listen to our grandmothers and great-grandmothers. A lot of them had wisdom that we forgot. I like Robert Mendelsohn, as a medical doctor, who's a famous pediatrician. He wrote How to Raise a Healthy Child in Spite of Your Doctor, which I love that book, especially when we started having babies. And he wrote Male Practice, Confessions of a Medical Heretic. If you can find any of his books, Robert Mendelsohn, please do so. They're still pertinent today. And one of his favorite quotes from that I've heard from him was, one grandmother is worth two pediatricians. So I just think that's brilliant. And the problem with modern medicine is breaking up families.
The old wives' tales, I have learned to respect them because that wisdom, I do not know how early people discovered what they discovered, but the wisdom of that is so important. And I know you know Sally Fallon's book, Nourishing Tradition. And
I lectured for them in about a year and a half, almost two years ago. I lectured for them in Baltimore.
And Weston Price, the book that Weston Price and Pottinger wrote, they were dentists, and they went around looking at dentitions of natural individuals and how it changed when they got foods of commerce. And that was one of the first books that I used because they had pictures, you know, before and after. And they had this interesting work. And they went to the most primitive places, always dressed in full suit. I thought that was a little bit of comedy there. They dressed like they would have dressed in the 80s.
Yeah, I remember those photos.
And, well, the Wright brothers did the same thing. I always find that a little humorous. But anyway, we've had so many people that have benefited now from the work of those who were mislabeled quacks. And the quacks, I think, rose up and they got their day. And it's not where it should be. It's not as far as it should be. It's still in veterinarian medicine. It's taught by an expert in every system for every species, but not in our medical profession. And I see we have run out of time. We'll have to have you back in the future. This is so interesting. Dr. Corin, thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
And thank you, listeners, for joining us. And as I always think, as our lives move forward, I am reminded that every day is a new day, every minute a new minute, giving us many opportunities to make positive, health-enhancing choices. And remember, it's not the number of breaths you take, it's the moments that take your breath away. This is Dana Lake in Village Green, wishing each and every one of you good health and a breath-taking day.
The joy of commuting in Washington. Whether you work on the Hill or outside the Beltway, you know how stressful it is to get around. Stress can take a serious toll on your health, and Village Green Apothecary can help. We offer over 10,000 healthy living products, including top-quality nutritional supplements, herbal remedies, and more. Our nutritionists and pharmacists offer a personalized approach to help you with your health needs. Stop by Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane or visit our website at myvillagegreen.com.